Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the mail sack, shall we? See what we got today in the old sack. Mail sack question. Do you count the MLS as a major North American sport, or are they not there yet?
No. Minor league. No, they're not there yet. Why did that take you so long to respond? You actually watch soccer. This is minor league league.
They're not there yet.
No, they're not there yet. Close. They've grown a ton in popularity, but not
to a major sport. I don't call it minor league, though. That's different. They're not at the level of the core four, but I don't consider it minor league.
Triple A baseball.
No,
you're comping it to what? You're saying it's its own thing then? Because soccer players internationally don't view it as a major league.
Well, it's not one of the top leagues in the country.
Is it even
in the world?
Is it even top three in the world?
No, it's not top three.
It's jokingly written about in television shows as where the old premier players go make a ton of money and kick our ass because they're old. So what's your definition of...
It's not minor league. Not the way that it's run. That has a different connotation to it.
Yeah, I would say I think the metric that I would look at to becoming a major sport or, you know, one of the big time sports is how often you're discussed in the lexicon of sports media conversations. And I think there's a big argument that hockey's not even there in this country. If you're in a hockey market, it is. But if you're not in a hockey market, you're going up against the NBA playoffs. More people were watching Nuggets versus Clippers last night, and that's going to dominate conversations today because it was a big game, and it's just you're not quite to that level yet, and the MLS is certainly behind the National Hockey League. So, no, you're not there yet. Mail sack question, in honor of WrestleMania this last weekend, who are your top three wrestlers, tag teams of all time?
Tag teams, that's a good one. Mine aren't going to be ones that had the ultimate success. So I got to go the Road Dogg, Jesse James.
The Road Dogg.
With the badass Billy Gunn. Okay. The New Age Outlaws. Because I just really enjoyed their intro every time. Even though I didn't really aesthetically enjoy watching them wrestle that much.
No, not at all.
I got to go Harlem Heat. I mean, just all-time intro music in WCW.
Yes, yes. No.
Booker T spinning his ass up
off
the mat.
Booker T was pretty good.
So good. I got to think of my third one here. Give me a minute. I want
my top three wrestlers.
One.
I'm going to go with Undertaker was always number one for me.
He's a tag team.
I know. I'm not doing tag teams. I can't tell you that many tag teams. I don't remember wrestling that vividly, but I can tell you my top three wrestlers.
Okay.
Undertaker, number one, clear and cut, just all time great. The music, the darkness, the lightning. I mean, just perfect.
You could say when him and Kane partnered.
They were a tag team for a little bit.
Tag team matches.
Kane had his moments. He's his brother. He can't talk. He's got a mask on, and then the mask comes off. Kind of a weird storyline. But Undertaker, number one. Stone Cold pounding beers to John 3:16 t-shirts. Just all time. Stone Cold in his jean shorts. Big Stone Cold guy. And then randomly, I'm going to give you an outlier there at number three because there's a handful of guys you can go with. I was always randomly a Sting guy.
As like the WCW Sting or like the WWF
Sting? WWF Sting. I was a WWF Sting guy.
So like the frosted blonde hair with the, okay.
Yeah, I was a big Sting guy when I was a kid. Those are my top three wrestlers.
Tag team.
I wasn't quite. I mean, the Hogan stuff. I always remember.
The Dudley Boys are probably also in my top. Dudley Boys are good for entertainment purposes. You can give me success, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what success is.
I do find conversations on sports radio about WrestleMania fascinating.
It's going on, man. When you have a partnership, you're going to talk about it. That's, I guess, the benefit. ESPN has talked more about WrestleMania this week than the Stanley Cup playoffs, which is, you know, not lovely to my ears.
They
but
were doing
to some,
post.
It is.
They were doing post WrestleMania match press conferences.
They were press conferences. Breaking it down, who won the title, the belt, who's got the belt, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mail sack, would you rather take a dump on a toilet that's too small or take a dump on a toilet that's so tall that your feet don't touch the ground? I'm about 6 feet in my old apartment. I had a toilet where my feet barely touched the ground, and I absolutely hated it. To be 6 foot and not have your feet touch the ground with a toilet,
that's
a pretty big
throne.
That's a big toilet. I would much rather, though, have too big of a toilet than too small of a toilet.
Yeah, too big versus too small.
Look, there's many places where my feet don't touch the ground.
Get a footstool or something like that.
You get a squatty potty. Put your feet up on the squatty potty. You'll be okay.
But too small is horrible.
Too small, not being able to fit. It's just, it's uncomfortable. It's tight. It's awkward. No, nobody wants to deal with that. Mail sack question. What is the best, most non-traditional or out-of-shape starting five you can make? I'm assuming this means NBA if it's starting five.
Most
non-traditional, out-of-shape starting five in the NBA. I mean, Jokic is in there. He's a non, I mean, just a non-traditional body weight, but he's shockingly athletic.
Do you think he's out of shape?
I don't, wouldn't say out of shape, but I would say he's non-traditional.
Like guys playing right now or like all time?
All time. He's all
Oliver
time.
Miller's on that list for me.
Oliver Miller's there.
James Harden trying to get out of Houston is on this list.
Fat bodysuit James Harden, certainly. A guy who was demanding a trade, and they wouldn't trade him. He said, well, I'm just going to get really fat then. See what you do.
Shaq in Phoenix.
Phoenix, Shaq. I mean, Zion is this. Zion when he's healthy, is a dominant player. He just can't stay healthy because he's out of shape.
Would you trade for him?
Yes, I would in a heartbeat.
Still, you're still pro-Zion, huh?
Pro-Zion in a heartbeat.
I am out on that.
Especially with the 14th overall pick in the NBA draft loading in a couple of weeks.
I'm out. If that's all it takes, then I'm in. But
sure, yeah.
It's that and like two more picks and another player.
I mean, if you can be the 11th seed in the West, why not be the 11th seed in the West next year?
His career spotting up in the corner, Dennis Scott.
I'd add Charles Barkley to that, too.
Barkley? Yeah, Barkley's pretty good.
Rockets was not amazing.
It's a pretty good one. Mail sack question. My wife wants to know why I keep going around the house the last couple of weeks yelling pimento cheese. Well, I mean, because it's a delightful sandwich, and it's the best tournament on earth. That's why.
Killer mayonnaise, too, right, Swag?
Pimento cheese! Mail sack question. Would mayo Swag man. Ever, speaking of mayo, would Swag ever go to the Mayo Clinic for healthcare?
Sure.
Okay. Just wondering.
He
wondering
likes
where
mayo
the
now.
Wondering where the mayo cuts off.
Why? Well, apparently he doesn't even know because he likes it.
Mail sack question. A couple weeks late, but what would your Masters Champions dinner menu be? I get this one a lot.
Yeah, this is a pretty common one.
I'd go, I mean, some sort of, I'd go tomahawk steak, probably. Each getting their own. Gary Player finished that damn thing, you old bastard. Let's see. You got to go some sort of vegetable. I'd probably go with, you can tell me however you want to cook it, some form of it. I'm a big asparagus guy. I love me some asparagus.
Love grilled asparagus.
Love grilled asparagus. Maybe a mac and cheese side because let's weigh everybody down week of the tournament. Appetizers, give me some fried calamari. I know none of this goes together. I don't care. It's my Master's menu. I love fried calamari. It's probably my favorite appetizer. And then some sort of chocolate thing for dessert.
I'm probably going a strawberry shortcake with a vanilla custard with it for the dessert. You got to have veggies on there. I mean, it's mashed potatoes. So definitely put some mashed potatoes on that plate.
Mashed potatoes!
I'd be torn on the protein here. I don't think I'd do chicken, but man, fried chicken would be amazing.
Fried chicken's pretty good.
Fried chicken's pretty good.
Bubba Watson has the worst menu of all time. Bubba Watson,
not even close.
I think legitimately just did like
he did it twice.
Grilled chicken breast. It's like what?
I think he did the same menu the second time.
Just pop it out of the bag, throw it on the grill. We even seasoning that thing as a certain kind of. I was just like grilled chicken breast.
I would do fried chicken. I'm doing mashed potatoes. I'm doing a real southern biscuit of some sort, since I'm in Georgia.
Well, I like a good biscuit.
And then maybe I alter my strawberry sundae to like a Georgia peach
cobbler, okay, or something.
Kind of cobbler with vanilla custard.
Okay, that's not bad. Not a bad menu.
I would have some version of Surf and Turf.
Oh, and an Arnold Palmer to drink. We got to pay respects to Arnie.
Arnie Parmies?
Yeah, Arnie Parmies.
Yeah, some version of Surf and Turf steak, and probably scallops would be my surf.
Now, what cut of steak are we going with? You can't just say steak. What are we going
with? I would probably do a center cut ribeye. I wouldn't do the full tomahawk. I'd probably do a center cut ribeye.
Wouldn't want the fatty part on there?
A little bit.
I want to see Craig Stadler in there eating it off the bone, you know, picking that thing up at the end. He's the only one that finishes. Craig, calm down, man. Jesus.
And then some sort of seared scallop, maybe a citrus butter to go with it.
Okay.
And then probably appetizers. Probably some sort of like crab cake, something seafoody.
Oh, I didn't even think of appetizers.
Yeah, you gotta have an appetizer.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs are good. I love deviled eggs.
I'd do a
onion rings and deviled eggs.
Oh, it's good. It's right up my
dude.
Mind.
I think I got a killer meal.
That's a good.
I do a traditional spinach salad with warm bacon dressing, mushrooms, red onion, hard boiled eggs. We do that. Grilled asparagus. Love grilled asparagus. I would do roasted red potatoes.
Jesus, how many things are on your menu?
This is a long menu now.
And then,
seven courses here.
And then I would have tiramisu for dessert.
Tiramisu. Oh,
coffee dessert.
Ooh.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
A couple more quick ones. Mail sack, if someone's buying you lunch, something like a sandwich place, and you aren't able to order there, do you get something basic because they're ordering for you, or do you go fully customized order?
You can't get something there.
So essentially somebody's saying, hey, I'm running to a place to get lunch. It's a sandwich shop. What do you want? Do you like write down, make sure it's pickles, no banana peppers, please put tomatoes. I want salt and pepper.
Oh, maybe
like you go a full descript menu order. Or you just say, give me the turkey sandwich.
Give me the closest thing to what an Italian sandwich that they have, and I'll take anything that's on it.
Make it easy for them. Same thing with coffee orders. Don't make me remember a 17-word coffee
vanilla
order.
Vanilla latte, make it super easy. I just want the caramel
mocha. You want Americano. What do you want?
If I can't look on the menu to see if there's something, I'll probably pass at that point.
Just like a turkey sandwich?
Damn, really?
I'm stick mayonnaise on it. Don't like tomatoes on my sandwich.
But I'll put mayonnaise on it.
I'm very particular about...
If it's a Subway, like if you're going to any sort of Jersey Mike, Subway, any like think of any sandwich shop, any sort of chain, there's a sandwich in your head that comes without mayonnaise.
Yeah, but what else is on it? I hate pickles. I hate tomatoes on my sandwich.
You can't pick those off?
Pickles infect the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, with the brine. It's awful.
Yeah, but you had mayonnaise and you liked it.
No, I didn't.
You did.
You did.
You liked
the
pimento cheese.
You ate
the mayonnaise. Don't backpedal here on that. We watched it.
One more quick one, ma'am. Most dangerous sport to be a referee in after watching some playoff hockey. It's hard for me to not pick them. Middle judge on an NFL field, home plate umpire, or soccer because of the psycho fans.
No, it's
for me, it's
hockey.
Baseball.
Any baseball?
Dude, I just watched an ump take a 105-mile-an-hour ball that was batted right to the head. I don't know how he didn't die.
Yeah, behind home plate?
No, first base.
First baseman? Or first baseline?
Just those things are going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, they are.
And they have, like, don't the referees in hockey have helmets?
They do have helmets.
They do.
There's talk now in MLB, because this has happened a couple times this season, that they might start wearing what the base coaches wear.
I mean, it makes sense to put a little helmet on them.
They have nothing.
Give them the John Olerud.
Yeah, you know, something.
Give him something,
dude,
to protect him.
Should see that hit. He took it bad to the head.
There you go. There's your mail sack every Tuesday at 8:15.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.